Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Morning, Peter.
I'm doing all right. It drives me crazy, though, when, you know, and I have great admiration for the work that Rob Manfred's office has done on all the issues of addressing the very complicated health issues, which are still obviously first and foremost. I thought it was great when Andrew Miller, who's essentially the leader of the union, stood up and said, wait a minute, can we still stop arguing? You deal with health first. Everything else we can get done. And he got it done. I mean, geez, it's tough to be practical. And now they're fighting over money. And, if I'm a guy that, you know, I have a small business, a small restaurant, a market or whatever. It's not open. I've laid off a lot of people. And I hear billionaires and millionaires arguing over how much money they're going to make. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. What people, the union doesn't get it, and the owners don't get it. They're all thinking it's going to be back to normal within, you know, the rest of this year and then the beginning of the year. No. The game has no chance of being restored to where they want it to go until 2023. Be realistic, rebuild it, and they won't do it. And if they end up not playing the rest of this year, this is not 94-95. Cal Ripken ain't walking back through that door again. To a sport that is declining in a lot of ways, unfortunately, not in my mind, but in a lot of ways. I mean, they have a chance to do what could be irreparable damage. And then I want to see where these new ballparks and everything get built, where the taxpayers got to throw in money to help bail out owners in Tampa and Oakland and places like that.
Well put, Peter. You know, when you talk about that and those realities, I don't think anybody is in a position to argue with anything you just said strongly. And I think then you start to wonder, where does the bulk of the responsibility then lie? And where do you think the pressure shifts? Which side?
The pressure is always on the union because owners are really good at getting fans to believe it's all the players' fault. I remember it all 94, 95. It was the most miserable winter of my life. Going back and forth. Donald Fear playing the piano at 3:30 in the morning and some wherever we were. It was always about owners versus owners, not owners versus players. This is more complex. This is owners versus players, but neither side is right if they end up not being able to get back. I'm sure most everyone you know who's in the media business has been asked to take some sort of cut for a while. And, you know, I mean, fine. I mean, it's, you know, if we're saving jobs, the people who really do the work behind the scenes in control rooms and so forth, if we're saving their jobs, it's all worth it, right? But I don't know if they really get what they're talking about, what they're heading towards right now. I mean, I had a guy that is a veteran player who is very well wired into all the union stuff, and a lot of players, player reps and so forth, come to him about ideas, and he's a very smart guy. Called me yesterday and said, you're not going to believe this, but they're going to blow this thing up. I mean, it's really bad. And, I mean, I mean, why didn't the owners tell the players that they wanted to renegotiate? If a player wanted to renegotiate, they would be held to pay. And I think one of the problems is, and I feel sorry, but let's face it, sports commissioners' salaries are paid by the owners. So they have to work for the owners. I don't think that Rob Manfred and Tony Petitti, et cetera, are tools of the owners, but there is a reality that you've got to get them on board. And that's really hard. I mean, it isn't going to be like when they fired Faye Vincent, George W. Bush could be the only owner to vote against it. I mean, that's not going to happen today. And so I really felt the last couple of days that, you know, it might be July 10th, because I think player health, I don't think they've allotted enough time for players to get ready. But, okay, so they start on July 15th and play 70 to 75 games. I didn't think that was that tough to get done, especially where in Florida, California, Massachusetts, and New York, I presume it'll eventually happen in Illinois. They have so you can use empty ballparks as long as they're well cleaned. That way, you know they're going to be because of all the possible litigation. But now, I don't know if we're going to get to that. It's just hard to describe how I feel. I am so stunned by what's taken place. Once the owners came into a really tough, restrictive return. I mean, you know, if I'm a player, I can't walk outside the hotel. They've accepted that by and large. I don't think they probably want to eat what is going to be brought to them in diet workshop boxes. But, you know, they're willing to do it. They're going to be paid good money. It's going to be for 3 or 4 months. That's better than being at home for 3 or 4 months. And now we've got to have the money. Free agency is not going to even be there are no screams. They're going to be free agency is going to be a whisper for the next 3 years. I think there are a few people that I like better in baseball than Mookie Betts. I thought he was going to make between 350 and 400 million. He'd be lucky to get up to 250 in free agency this coming winter if they played. And it's just the reality of the economics. And it's true in almost every business, unless you're actually catering the Secretary of State's meals.
Peter,
you know what? They should feed the homeless at the White House.
Peter, you mentioned that there is this weird kind of rally around the flag boys thing going on with this too. That I'm not sure. I don't know how baseball. I think baseball has an important position in society, and I think that there's this idea of kind of defending it and making sure that you're there for everyone and all this. But I don't know that we measure patriotism by your willingness to work through a pandemic. I think that, you know, we always get people complaining. You know, you're talking about baseball players, they make a fortune. What about, you know, people that have to go work at a grocery store? What about truck drivers? What about the essential workers that are out there, you know, battling? Why are they somehow less important than baseball?
Oh, I think it's legitimate. I mean, I think it's a little, in most normal situations, I think that kind of stuff is a little overdone, especially with the money the owners are bringing in. But right now, this is a totally different situation. I'm 75 years old. It's the first time in my lifetime that I've ever, I think I've talked on the street to four people or in stores to somewhere between 4 and 10 people since I left Arizona on March 15th. And that's just I mean, it's really strange. I'm lucky. I live out in the country, and right now looking out of the ocean, and it's nice, and you can go walk for 2 hours and so forth and have a pretty good life. But I mean, it is different. People are really hurting. And I think baseball has to be very respectful of that. And I think they have to understand, don't recreate hard feelings. I really believe this very strongly. I believe Cal Ripken's one of the 10 to 12 most important players in baseball history. Not that he's one of the 10 to 12 best players, but when in 1995, after the winner of the owners telling the public and their fans, what we're selling you is not as good as what they want. And it was a kind of a curious piece of marketing that they did, but they did it. But then out comes Ripken. He plays every day. He's like carrying a lunchbox to work every day. He's out there nights in Baltimore signing autographs for an hour and a half after games. And I mean, to me, the good faith he restored, being there in Baltimore that night when he broke the record, and Bill Clinton is in the ESPN booth with Chris Berman helping announce Cal Ripken, you know, the flag going up when the record was broken. It was the bottom of the fifth. I mean, there's nothing like that on the horizon here. And also, the country wasn't damaged in 94, 95. Mm. This country is damaged right now. And both sides being just sort of ignoring that and going back to fighting, it's not like the era when Gene Orsa and Don Fehr had to hold everybody together, which they did brilliantly. I don't see it, and I see a lot of mistakes in the union. I see a lot of mistakes in among ownership of changing directions on certain things and so forth. So we can't make a deal here. Considering how difficult it's going to be, players amped up until March 15th. So they've had a minor amp up. Now, 3 months later, they're going to be asked to amp up again and do it quickly, which I think, there have already been several orthopedic surgeons who have suggested this is the greatest thing to happen to the orthopedic surgeon business in history. I don't think teams will let that happen. I think teams are going to open the season with their taxi squads and have to know that their opening day starting pitcher is lucky to be going four innings. But at the same time, do we get there? And also, and this really worries me, do owners who worry about either paying off what they owe or are trying to sell teams eventually or need the money, are they going to be saying to their managers and pitching coaches, yeah, don't sweat it until August. I mean, whatever you have to do to keep all the players healthy so that we have something to build on for the next 4 years, that's what's important. Or are they going to say, oh, we've got to be in first place by August 1st? If that's the case, the owners could really do tremendous damage to the sport. I mean, think about the White Sox, who I think is one of the five most interesting teams in baseball coming out of this. If all of a sudden they're being told, no, we got to have Kopech and everyone, all the starting pitchers are going to pitch five and six innings right off the bat. Wow. The damage that could do to the franchise is dramatic. I don't think Jerry Reinsdorf would ever do that, but there's going to be a comparable. San Diego, that's a good example, because they've got maybe the most pitching in terms of depth of young pitching and so forth. If Fowler all of a sudden, I'm going to sell this team if we don't get in the playoffs. Are they going to end up hurting about three guys?
Peter, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Peter. Good
stuff.
Thanks
a lot. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.